Chapter 18. Of what is to be believed on the subject of the creation of man and other objects. 29. Whereas then the omnipotent God, who is also good and just and merciful, who made all things, whether they be great or small, whether they be highest or lowest, whether they be things which are seen, such as are the heavens and the earth and the sea, and in the heavens in particular, the sun and the moon and other luminaries, and in the earth and the sea, again, trees and shrubs and animals, each after their kind, and all bodies celestial or terrestrial alike, or whether they be things which are not seen, such as are those spirits whereby bodies are animated and endowed with life, made also man after his own image, in order that, as he himself, in virtue of his omnipotence, presides over universal creation, so man, in virtue of that intelligence of his by which he comes to know even his Creator and worships him, might preside over all the living creatures of earth. Whereas too he made the woman to be an helpmeet for him, not for carnal concupiscence, since indeed they had not corruptible bodies at that period, before the punishment of sin invaded them in the form of mortality, but for this purpose that the man might at once have glory of the woman in so far as he went before her to God, and present in himself an example to her for imitation in holiness and piety, even as he himself was to be the glory of God in so far as he followed his wisdom. 30. Therefore did he place them in a certain locality of perpetual blessedness, which the Scripture designates paradise, and he gave them a commandment, on condition of not violating which they were to continue forever in that blessedness of immortality, while on the other hand, if they transgressed it, they were to sustain the penalties of mortality. Now God knew beforehand that they would transgress it. Nevertheless, in that he is the author and maker of everything good, he chose rather to make them, as he also made the beasts, in order that he might replenish the earth with the good things proper to earth, and certainly man, even sinful man, is better than a beast. And the commandment which they were not to keep he yet preferred to give them, in order that they might be without excuse when he should begin to vindicate himself against them. For whatever man may have done, he finds God worthy to be praised in all his doings. If he shall have acted rightly, he finds him worthy to be praised for the righteousness of his rewards. If he shall have sinned, he finds him worthy to be praised for the righteousness of his punishments. If he shall have confessed his sins and returned to an upright life, he finds him worthy to be praised for the mercy of his pardoning favors. Why then should God not make man, although he foreknew that he would sin, when he might crown him if he stood, and set him right if he fell, and help him if he rose, himself being always and everywhere glorious in goodness, righteousness, and clemency? Above all, why should he not do so, since he also foreknew this, namely, that from the race of that mortality there would spring saints, who should not seek their own, but give glory to their Creator, and who, obtaining deliverance from every corruption by worshipping him, should be counted worthy to live forever, and to live in blessedness with the holy angels? For he who gave freedom of will to men, in order that they might worship God not of slavish necessity but with ingenuous inclination, gave it also to the angels, and hence neither did the angel, who, in company with other spirits who were his satellites, forsook in pride the obedience of God and became the devil, do any hurt to God but to himself. For God knows how to dispose of souls that leave him, and out of their righteous misery to furnish the inferior sections of his creatures with the most appropriate and befitting laws of his wonderful dispensation. Consequently, neither did the devil in any manner harm God, whether in falling himself or in seducing man to death, nor did man himself in any degree impair the truth or power or blessedness of his Maker in that, when his partner was seduced by the devil, he of his own deliberate inclination consented unto her in the doing of that which God had forbidden. For by the most righteous laws of God all were condemned, God himself being glorious in the equity of retribution while they were shamed through the degradation of punishment, to the end that man, when he turned away from his Creator, should be overcome by the devil and made his subject, and that the devil might be set before man as an enemy to be conquered when he turned again to his Creator, so that whosoever should consent unto the devil even to the end might go with him into eternal punishments. Whereas those who should humble themselves to God, and by his grace overcome the devil, might be counted worthy of eternal rewards.